I don't know how to say this without sounding mean to Amy Grant, because I love Amy Grant, and I have defended Amy Grant for years. You toured with her for a while, didn't you? Didn't you open for her on a tour?
Well, I did, and the story on that was that Amy was in Denver to do a summer stop on the Unguarded tour in the summer of 1985. She pulled into town a night early, and somebody talked her into coming to one of my concerts. You know, they're on the road, and they have a night free, and it was great. She showed up. I didn't know she was in the audience. That's good, because it would have made me nervous. And to make a long story slightly longer, I didn't know her at all. In fact, I did a sales promo video for the Word sales staff when my record was going to come out, and it was a challenge to help me meet Amy Grant. I said, everybody knows Amy Grant but me. Everybody's casually dropping her name in conversations. I had lunch with Amy Grant. I played tennis with Amy Grant. I lubed a car with Amy Grant. I said, I don't know Amy Grant. Can one of you guys help me out? So a few months after I did that promo video, tongue planted firmly in cheek, she shows up to my concert. That results in me getting a phone call saying, do you want to open for her doing 35 dates on the fall leg of the Unguarded tour? And I said, let me think about it. Yes, I will. And so I wound up on the tour. Now, what happened, though, is that it was a little bit of a tough go, because this was back when they were doing the big production thing of the Unguarded tour. It was a big deal. And out on stage walks, you know, Mr. Rotund, solo acoustic folk boy. This is 1985.
Yeah.
And they just were not as happy to see me as I wanted them to be. Let me put it that way. Now, she was a champion. I would take a bullet for this woman. I love her. I've always loved her and will always be grateful to her. That's definitely a big chapter in my life where I'm still talking about it all these years later.
The thing that I take her to task over is, and I can't remember if she told me or if I read it somewhere or I heard her in an interview or I saw her mentioning it in concert, but it was like she had discovered Bob Bennett. When she said, I found this guy, Bob Bennett. I really love his music so much. I asked him to come on tour with me, and I hope that you like his music. I thought, Amy, come on. Matters of the Heart, 1982. It's 1985. If you don't know Bob Bennett by now, where have you been?
Well, in her defense, I was not the most popular flavor of the month at the time this all happened, but she did put me in front of a huge amount
of
people.
So, yeah, it was just her thing of... She had found you and no one else had ever discovered you.
Well, honestly, though, in terms of her listeners, that was the fact.
Well, that's probably
true. My joke about this all the years later, though, is the reason it was such a tough gig is because none of my audience could get babysitting because all the babysitters were at the Unguarded concert.